another airborne object shot down. I'm Rich Dennison, Fox News. President Biden today ordering the military to shoot down an object flying over Alaska.
A U.S. F-22 fighter jet shot down a high-altitude object off the northern coast of Alaska.
The object was flying at an altitude of 40,000 feet and posed a reasonable threat to the safety of civilian flight.
Pentagon Press Secretary Brigadier General Pat Ryder says the object, about the size of a small car, was detected Thursday traveling northeast, not confirming whether it was a balloon or its speed, explaining there's no indication it was manned and officials do not know its origin, adding recovery efforts are underway.
Fox's Kristen Goodwin. The Pentagon today saying it's recovered the electronic payload from the suspected balloon shot down off South Carolina coast over the weekend. Rough seas have forced military officials to call off the search for more pieces until next week. An FBI search found more classified documents at the home of former Vice President Mike Pence's home in Indiana.
An advisor to former Vice President Pence says a thorough and unrestricted search of 5 hours revealed one document with classified markings and six additional pages without markings not discovered in an initial review by Pence's attorneys. The FBI's consensual search followed sensitive material dating back to his time as vice president discovered in Pence's Indiana home last month. Lawyers previously described a small number of documents inadvertently boxed and transported to his home at the end of the Trump administration.
Fox's Jared Halpern at the White House. AP reporting tonight lawyers for former President Trump in recent months have turned over additional documents with classified markings as well as a laptop belonging to a Trump aide. The earthquakes and aftershocks in Turkey and Syria now blamed for more than 23,000 deaths. More than 12,000 buildings were destroyed, leaving many without shelter in harsh winter conditions. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
A multi-day manhunt in Maryland over the shooting of two police officers has ended.
Harford County Sheriff Jeff Gaylor says his deputies were helping Baltimore County law enforcement after 24-year-old David Linthicum was suspected of shooting an officer when they responded to a report of a person in crisis at a home. Linthicum fled and the search began. When he was spotted again Thursday night, officers located him and Linthicum opened fire again, seriously injuring a detective who was put on life support. But Gaylor says they were able to surround Linthicum Friday morning.
He was hunkered down. Where he was in a very wooded area amongst a lot of large boulders and rocks, trying to seclude himself.
He says they established communication with him and eventually took him into custody without further incident. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
The UN's human rights chief today urging the international community to consider deploying a specialized armed force to Haiti, warning that violent gangs there are creating a living nightmare for thousands of people. The appeal came at the end of a two-day visit to Haiti at the request of a government unable to control gangs that are killing, raping, and pillaging in a growing number of neighborhoods. A new investigation into one of Elon Musk's companies.
One of Elon Musk's companies, Neuralink, is coming under scrutiny from the Department of Transportation, led by Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg. Neuralink is developing a brain implant that could help paralyzed people walk again, and the company's also working to cure other brain ailments and issues as well. The Transportation Department is looking to a report that Neuralink may have transported hazardous pathogens in implants removed from the brains of monkeys, possibly that carried infectious diseases in violation of federal law. Sue Guzman, Fox News.
A mixed day on Wall Street to end the week. The Dow and S&P finishing the day with gains. The Nasdaq closing in negative territory. I'm Rich Dennison, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.